Yeah, we love talking our American sports. We do it every week with Dick Fain. G'day, Dick.
Hey, guys. This is a great time of year here in the United States for sports. It's probably the best.
Isn't it fantastic? Okay, Georgia were beaten by Texas 28 points to 21. But who won the mascot battle?
Well, I think the mascot battle was a precursor of things to come in that game. I definitely think that old Bevo got the best of Ugga, the dog from Georgia, and scared the Jesus out of him. And then Texas did the same thing to Georgia in an upset in that game. And I think you always question a team that is left out of the Final Four as, you know, maybe potentially what's their motivation for playing. And that is, that may be coming to question because Texas was never considered a team to play in the Final Four semifinals. Georgia certainly was. They might have been a little bit disappointed to not have made it. But that being said, Texas played a fantastic game and really swarmed Georgia for four quarters.
Now, what about, let's get a bit of college football playoff, Cotton Bowl.
Yeah, the Cotton Bowl games kind of, or the both of the semifinals, rather, kind of went the way they were projected to go. I mean, yep. Alabama, just a far superior team to Oklahoma, particularly on the defensive side. Oklahoma struggled on defense all year long. Clemson got a fairly easy win as well. And so you have the two teams that I think everybody really projected to be in this. Right now, it seems like in college football, there is Alabama, and then there's a line, and then there's Clemson, and then there's a bold line, and then there's everybody else.
Right.
Alabama and Clemson now for the third year in a row. And it's a rubber match, guys. Clemson won 2 years ago. Alabama won the semis last year before winning the national championship. And now, you know, you've got another one here. I think the spread is probably about right. If I'd have to wager this one, I think Alabama wins the game. I kind of like Clemson to keep it underneath a touchdown, which is about where the if you can get Clemson plus seven, I like that a lot more than Clemson plus six or six and a half. But I'd probably lean towards Clemson keeping it a good game with certainly a puncher's chance to win. So anytime I'm getting a touchdown, a full touchdown with a team that I think has a decent shot to win, even though they're not, not more than 50-50, I'll lean towards Clemson plus the points in that game.
All right. Well, they're pretty good. The price assessors, aren't they, at tab.com.au.
Yeah.
Alabama $1.42, Clemson $2.90. The line, 6.5.
They want to keep it under seven, guys, because I think they know if it goes to seven, people are going to jump on Clemson.
Yeah. Hey, I want to ask you about Nick Saban, who is the legendary coach of the Alabama Crimson Tide, who I guess for a lot of Australian people, I know it certainly was the case for me, we have an underappreciation of the size of college sports. Give us an understanding of his ranking status within football in America, Dick.
I believe he's the highest paid coach in all of football, pro or college.
Yeah.
I mean, he is seen as really the king of coaching. He and Bill Belichick, at the NFL level, Nick Saban at the college level. But as far as how they're revered and also hated, as well,
yes,
as anytime you have a revered figure that wins all the time and maybe is sometimes kind of surly about it. And Saban and Belichick are kind of similar in that way. They have won a ton. They are both the absolute Hall of Famers,
yep,
two of the greatest coaches ever to live. But at the same time, they're surly. They can snap. They're not very kind to the media. And obviously, if you're not a Patriots fan or an Alabama fan, you have great disdain for both Bill Belichick and Nick Saban. So I guess that comes with the territory, guys. For any coach that is truly great, you're going to have a big portion of the fan base that could live without you.
Yeah, we have a probably not the same amount of money. We've got a coach here in the NRL, Wayne Bennett, who,
yeah,
I think would be sort of on,
right,
perhaps on par. You know, that surly in front of the media and don't,
yep,
give him a great deal, but,
yep,
somehow forges success at teams wherever they go to.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, go through there. Now, Dick, NFL playoffs, tell you what, it's starting to heat up. It's a good time at the moment.
It is a good time, guys. We should have some very close games this weekend. I'm looking at really all four of these games this weekend and giving the underdog a really good chance in all four of them. I think, I would say that Chicago is probably the safest team,
yes,
to win of the four home teams. I would be surprised if Chicago lost. However, the one thing Philly's got going for them, guys, they're the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah.
Chicago rarely makes the playoffs. So Philadelphia does have that playoff experience, that Super Bowl champion playoff experience to lean in. And they had to win the last couple weeks just to get into the playoffs. So while I give Chicago the edge there, you know, Philadelphia is right there with a puncher's chance. The Chargers-Baltimore game is going to be fascinating because this is a rematch of a game that took place just a couple weeks ago in L.A. And this one's going to be in Baltimore. And Baltimore took care of L.A. on the road. Now, this is Lamar Jackson's first ever playoff start at quarterback. He is the youngest quarterback ever to start a playoff game.
How old is he?
So, yeah, so it's gonna be difficult in a playoff type. Even though he's got it at home, it's going to be difficult. And I think the Chargers are the better team. I believe, what do we got for that? Is Baltimore favored by like a point, or are the Chargers favored? I've seen it pretty close to even.
$1.70 the Ravens. Chargers $2.15. The line is 2.5.
For Baltimore, boy, if that goes
to
three, I love San Diego getting a field goal in that game, and I think I'd probably still lean on Phillip Rivers, the experience, and the Chargers getting a win on the road there. I say the same for Seattle. I mean, look at what Seattle has at the quarterback position. Russell Wilson has been everywhere; he has seen everything, and he's going up against the quarterback in Dak Prescott, who really has had very, very limited success in the playoffs. I believe they've won one playoff game in like the last 10 years. So I'd lean towards Seattle plus the points in that game, especially if that line gets up to three. I'd love Seattle plus the three in that game. But I do think the winner of that game loses next week in New Orleans. I am going to stay on those Saints, guys. I've been on those Saints with you for about 3 months now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm going to stay on the Saints, even though they're the favorites. I do think there is a fairly big gap right now between the New Orleans Saints and everybody else in the NFL. Drew Brees has never lost a home playoff game. He gets a week off this week. Then he gets a home playoff game next week and another home playoff game in the NFC Championship. That's going to be enough to get him to the Super Bowl. And I think all the teams in the AFC, there's a lot of holes on every single one of those teams. New Orleans seems to be the team that has the fewest amount of holes of anybody in the playoffs. So I'm going to ride with Drew Brees to win the Super Bowl this year. I think last week you said it was something like -340 or something like for New Orleans.
$3.50, I think, at this point. Houston-Indianapolis, that game, that's a tight one as well. $1.77 Houston, $2.05 the Colts.
Two hot teams, guys. This is going to be fun. Two hot teams, rival teams in the same division. And if you want a little tip, the Indianapolis Colts are going to be the team of the future. They might be the next team in the AFC that surpasses the Patriots when Tom Brady finally calls it quits, that surpasses the Pittsburgh Steelers. They could very easily win this game. I think this is going to be a kind of a low-scoring defensive affair. Both of these teams very, very evenly well-matched. I don't have the number in front of me. What do you got on the point spread on that one?
47.5, and the line is 2.5 in that one as well.
2.5 for the Texans again. I mean, you can see the oddsmakers are really, the oddsmakers really like the road teams in these games because
keeping
the road
tight.
Teams are, so I think the Colts are probably a better football team. Texans have the home advantage. I will lean towards the Colts there and Andrew Luck. And the tip I was going to give you for the future, as soon as you get Super Bowl odds for next year, keep in mind the Colts have $100 million in free cap space to spend. Wow. They have a franchise quarterback in Andrew Luck, and they've got a multitude of draft picks they've gotten through trade. So, you might get a 25-1, 30-1, a little bit of an outsider's look at the Colts for next year's Super Bowl. I think it'd be a little bit too much to ask for them to win this year's Super Bowl. But, could they make it? Could they make a run this year as kind of a punt to make the Super Bowl? That might not be a bad call.
Okay. Hey, just who's playing quarterback for Philadelphia?
Nick Foles.
Okay. Who, Carson Wentz is out for how long?
Ups and downs. But, hey, he won you a Super Bowl last year, so he at least has that experience.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic time of the year, as you mentioned, Dick. Good on you, mate. We'll speak again next week.
See you, boys. Thanks.